The body of William H. Rehnquist, the nation's 16th Chief Justice, was laid to rest today at Arlington National Cemetery, following a service at St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington. Before the funeral, the casket was taken from the Great Hall of the Supreme Court with a prayer from the Reverend Jeffrey Wilson, a pastor from the Lutheran Church in McLean, Virginia, that Rehnquist attended.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the life of Chief Justice William Hubbs Rehnquist. As he prepares to leave this building on his final journey, we thank you for the role that he has played in our lives, his influence among us.
At the service that followed, audio recording and TV cameras were barred. NPR's Nina Totenberg was there and has this report.
This was, as these things go, a family affair with the justices, the Rehnquist family, and legions of former Rehnquist clerks sitting in the prominent seats and playing the principal roles. The other branches of government were represented, the president, the vice president, members of the cabinet, the congressional leadership, and the president spoke. Mr. Bush did not know Rehnquist in any personal sense, and his remarks were mainly focused on Rehnquist as Chief Justice. He was one of the greats, said the president, a justice who understood the role of a judge and was prudent in exercising judicial power. Rehnquist, said the president, personified the ideal of fairness. The larger official role at today's funeral was played by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the justice who knew Rehnquist best. Yesterday, when the chief's body was brought to the court to lie in repose, O'Connor wept openly. Today she was the usual O'Connor, no nonsense, thoroughly pulled together, and able to tell the story of her long friendship with the chief. "I first met Bill Rehnquist when I was a freshman at Stanford University in 1946," she said. "He was serving as a hasher at my dormitory during the evening meal. He amazed all the young women by carrying such heavy loads of dishes on his tray. I guess that's how he learned to carry all those heavy loads in all the years that followed." Rehnquist and O'Connor enrolled at Stanford Law School 4 years later. He ended up graduating first in the class, she third. And as she put it today, little did either of us expect to serve on the United States Supreme Court one day. Both the O'Connors and the Rehnquists ended up in Phoenix, Arizona, soon after graduation. She went to Washington to attend his swearing-in as an associate justice of the Supreme Court in 1972. And 5 years after she joined him on the court, he was named Chief Justice by President Reagan. "As chief, he never twisted arms to get a vote on a case," she said. "He relied on the power of his arguments, and he was always fair." "I grew up on a ranch," said O'Connor. "The really expert riders of horses let the horse know immediately who is in control. But then they guide the horse with loose reins and very seldom use the spurs. So it was with our chief. He guided us with loose reins and used the spurs only rarely to get us up to speed with our work." Courageous in the face of the deadly cancer that finally killed him, Rehnquist never lost his sense of humor, said O'Connor. As Rehnquist was being examined in the emergency room in the final week of his life, the examining physician asked him who his primary care doctor was. "My dentist," he struggled to say with a twinkle in his eye. "The chief was a betting man," O'Connor observed. "He made wagers on sports, elections, even the amount of snow that would fall in the courtyard of the Supreme Court. If you valued your money," said O'Connor, "you would be careful about betting with the chief. He usually won." "I think the chief bet he could live out another term despite his illness. He lost that bet, as did all of us," she said, "but he won the prizes for a life well lived." "We love you, chief," said O'Connor, and turning to the assembled audience, she concluded, "And now, as the chief would say, counsel, the red light is on. Your time is up." Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.